Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Go right into your phone calls. That's the point of the show. Then coming up, we'll talk about the Michael Phelps controversy. You may have heard that the medal-winning swimmer has been caught with a bong, and there's been a bit of fallout as a result of that. But first, we talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, you know anybody that can come up with $8.4 million a year? Because no. If we can come up with that, see, that was the figure raised in the hearing Thursday, how much the state of New Hampshire would lose in bribes from Congress if they lower the drinking age. And then, see, if you're under 21 and you're driving, your blood alcohol concentration level has to be lower than 0.02, or it's a DWI. That's also mandated by the federal law, so they would lose another $8.4 million, but that part's optional. See, so it is to lower the drinking age and not the drinking and driving age. They would lose $8.4 million
gotcha.
A year. And now, I don't know if anybody can come up with that kind of money. Maybe the alcoholic beverage companies can get together and make the drinking age 18 in one state, and all of a sudden Massachusetts would be going nuts because, of course, the drinking age is 18 in New Hampshire, and they can stock up in New Hampshire.
Right.
Actually, somebody at the hearing brought up the question about what about they're going to get in trouble when they're underage in their home state, and what about the cost to our courts? Somebody actually had to point out to her that they wouldn't be our courts. They would be their courts, Massachusetts courts, not no cost to New Hampshire to prosecute these people. And Massachusetts is trying to tax tire sales in New Hampshire. So what do we care about them? My son also got up to testify, by the way. He's against lowering the drinking age.
Really? He's against it? Okay.
Yeah. He's 11.
All right.
I let him come out of, see, he wanted, said, Dad, when are we going to go somewhere and do something? And I said, well, you know, I suppose, son, you can come along with me, but statutorily you're supposed to be in school, but constitutionally you have the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Well, now, why is your son against this, Tom?
Oh, well, he goes to the government-run indoctrination centers, and I haven't really had time to explain to him how some of this stuff works. I don't think he'd understand how some of this works. He heard me testify, and then he went up, and I think he made the case better than I did, though, because he said they should raise it to when you retire, because that way you won't go to work and when you have a few drinks and get hurt on the job.
Yeah,
Something else happened. The meeting ran longer than expected, as some of them do, the hearing did.
How was the turnout?
Well, I didn't see anybody in the, teenagers and 20-year-olds testifying in favor of the bill.
That's a shame. That's really sad.
And when I got back to the car, I tell you, this is positively scandalous. The parking meter had run out, and I got a parking ticket, and you're going to be heartbroken. You know what I did? You're going to be horrified.
What did you do?
I paid it.
No, I imagine.
Isn't that just
they might
scandalous?
Hurt you. But they might hurt you if you don't pay. They could steal you away. They could steal you away from your son if you don't pay. I mean, it goes back to the discussion we were having last hour about whether or not we're slaves or serfs or vassals. I think is what Rob Wicks in Georgia suggested. Perhaps is a better term. Well, what do you think, Tom? Do you think that slave is an okay word to use?
Yeah, it's especially where they get the idea. I mean, like in that hearing there about look what's going to happen with alcoholism rates and teenage drinking and lifelong alcohol problems. You know, in the olden days, master would force the slaves to learn carpentry so they can make more money for him, and he'd forbid them to drink in carpentry class. Now, what about when beer is going to get into high schools and middle school? Yeah, they want these people to make more money, want to force them to to get an education.
Well, wait a minute. And, Tom, I'm a little confused as what you're saying here. You're saying they were concerned at this hearing about reducing the drinking age in New Hampshire from 21 to 18. You said they were concerned because that could result in alcohol getting into high schools and middle schools. What kind of world are these people living in?
Oh, apparently that's not, happened.
Not only that, but see, the way they think, if senior citizens drink too much, well, obviously we can't punish them for it because they have too much political power, so let's punish the teenagers.
Punish the teenagers, yeah.
And because survey says they got their first taste when they were teenagers.
Well, you know what? I think it's a shame, and I thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. I think it's a shame that no teenagers turned out for this. That, I mean, that they didn't come out and basically say, hey, look, you guys, get real. Teenagers are already out there with access to alcohol. It happens every single weekend, if not every night, in this country. And you're not doing us any favors by locking us in prison cells when we get caught. I wish somebody would come out and say that to them. I can't do it because I'm 28.
Well, the one of the things, the arguments I've heard is that kids will bring it to high school and pass it around. Because at that
the
point,
alcohol?
Yeah, the alcohol.
It happens.
At that point, you have, somebody 18 years old is legal and they're allowed to buy alcohol. Then they go to class with somebody who's 17 years old and are in the same building as somebody who's 14 years old.
Let me tell you, that happened when I was in high school, and it's illegal for that to happen.
Yeah, it's illegal.
So that happens today. I mean, the whole idea that lowering the drinking age is going to enable teenagers to drink is ludicrous. They already are drinking. That's why the cops are having such a good old time on the weekends busting high school parties. And, of course, this would mean that, well, I guess they could still bust high school parties if it was down to 18, but this would mean that a lot of their fun that they like to have busting the college kids would all of a sudden go away. And then what would the cops have to do on Friday and Saturday nights? Actually go after real criminals that are harming others?
Oh, they could look for the same parties and look for fights.
Yeah, I suppose. But either way, if you're throwing a party, whether it's high school or college parties, make sure you know the rules about how to deal with the police should they decide to show up. Don't just have somebody at the front door opening up and letting anybody in who comes in.
Yeah, that's not going to work real well.
Yeah, if the cops are knocking, don't answer. That's the number one thing you can do to keep yourself safe from these marauding bandits. That they wear badges and uniforms, but they're bandits nonetheless. They'll come in and ruin all your fun, and they'll steal your beer while they're at it. And if you're lucky, they won't take you down to the pokey for the night. Now, that doesn't always happen. It doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes you'll get arrested. Sometimes they'll just dump the beer out and they'll go away. So I guess it all depends on how nice they're feeling or, you know, which cops you're dealing with. But either way, if you don't let them in, then there's nothing they can do. They can't go and get a warrant because you won't let them in the front door. At least at this point, they can't do that because they don't know who's in there. They don't know what's going on. Okay, they might have gotten a report that there's a party going on, so if the cops pull up, you turn the music down, and you turn off the flashing lights, and then...
Just so you know, that's the most important thing from the very beginning.
Turning the music down.
Hey, drunk kids, turn your music down, yeah. And then you won't have the police coming to bother you, because nobody cares if you're drinking. They care if you're noisy. They care if you're standing out in the front yard, you know, people carrying on loud conversations because they're drunk at 3:30 in the morning and then puking in their bushes.
Yeah.
That's what they care about. Have a little courtesy. You won't have any problems.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. So it's hard to get your hopes up on a piece of legislation like that one, just because there's so much money involved. As Tom pointed out, over $8 million comes in to the state government for alcohol enforcement. Because of the federal government essentially siphoning money from you and I and then taking it and giving it back to the state government people. And that money is that's the number one reason why they're going to shoot this down. And that's why, like Tom suggested,
that's why they have that's why the government gives the money.
That's well, right. And
that's why the federal government gives the money.
I liked Tom's initial suggestion of, you know, approach Budweiser and approach some of these big alcohol distributors and see if they can pony up the $8 million. Because if it's all just about the money, then that should satiate the state, and they should be able to lower the drinking age at that point. 800-259-9231. Of course, that isn't likely to happen either, because then the bigger alcohol companies would be subsidizing the lesser alcohol companies, and it'd be a big mess to try to set that up. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Michael Phelps doing bong rips. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-555-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger Keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. for live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, and a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, Normal Internet Technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative from PrivacyHarbor.com. Because normal email is not secure, that's PrivacyHarbor.com. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Mark in Ohio. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How's it going?
Yeah, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, that advice is going to answer the door. That doesn't always work.
It doesn't always work. We're talking about high schoolers, college kids having drunken parties. When the cops come to the door, don't answer it. Why would you say it doesn't always work? What are some exceptions?
Because my daughter was at a party, and the sheriff's department had already arrested a couple juveniles. And when they came in, the team exiting the garage, there was broken beer bottles on the ground. And so it became a... safety issue, and yes, that they can, if they think that somebody's in danger, they can kick the door right in and go get them.
So let me see if I'm understanding.
Anyway,
you said there were already some drunken kids outside. They arrested those kids.
Yeah, they arrested a couple of kids outside us. One of the neighbors, the children decided to park four houses down in a Mennonite church parking lot and go walking across through people's yards in the country carrying six packs of beer.
Excellent idea.
Not too bright.
Well, there's a good reason why these kids get busted.
Yeah, aggravated stupidity with a prior, we call that one.
Yeah.
And the kids were, it did give them time probably to flush all the unauthorized oregano they may have had there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just, they can in the state of Ohio, they can take and go and end up, because the kids were being such squirrels and not opening the door, and one of the mothers was standing outside demanding her daughter be let outside, and they could hear the knucklehead on the inside, "Don't open the door, man. They can't come in if you don't open the door." And the girl said, "Let me out, let me out."
Yeah, that didn't go well.
You had somebody who was being essentially held against her will in that particular case.
Yeah, borderline kidnapping. So they showed up. They took, I don't know, my God, it must have been like, it was two paddy wagons full of girls and boys.
Did they actually kick the door in, or the kids end up opening it for them?
That the kids ended up opening the door.
Okay, well, now it would be interesting to see if they actually did kick the door, because it's one thing...
No, it wouldn't. That would be very bad. The girl wanted out. She needed to get out.
Oh, no, I agree with you. They should have let that girl out. But you were saying that the personal safety excuse was that there were broken beer bottles, and then later you told us about the girl that was inside the house. So you're saying that the cops can claim that there's some sort of personal safety issue and enter the home... And I'm just saying, well, I question whether or not that's true, simply because they did end up getting the kids to open the door voluntarily. Cops will say anything to get you to open up that door.
Well, to a point, yes, but when you have a mother standing outside screaming her head off, "Open this flipping door," you know.
Yeah.
And you could hear on the cell phone call.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, that's not an ideal situation.
Kids are so silly.
Clearly, the ideal situation would be to, number one, make sure you know who all your guests are, have them in the home, not actually out front of the house. Secondly, don't break beer bottles in the front yard. Not a good idea.
Teenagers wouldn't be against the law for all teenagers to drink alcohol if the majority of teenagers, or at least a large minority of teenagers, didn't act like idiots when they did get drunk.
Well, let's remember
now. But it's because their parents aren't teaching them how to drink.
That's exactly what it is. It's because they don't know what they're doing when it comes to alcohol. Sorry, what was that, Mark?
As they grow up with it, in a German farming community, nobody ever complains. It's when the knuckleheads go driving and want to wrap themselves and three other friends around a power pole, that's when the police get involved.
Yeah.
But nobody ever bothers anybody who's recreating at their home. And if their parents are there, that's a whole other thing. And this one, the father was out golfing at somewhere around Thanksgiving time, you know, where the warm weather was, and these kids were going buck wild. In about 15-degree weather.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the story and the input. 800-259-9231. So, yes, the ideal situation, of course, would be to have parents educating their kids honestly about alcohol and kind of showing them the ropes as far as what's an appropriate way to consume it. I did not get that from my parents. What I got from my parents was, don't do it.
Yeah.
And, of course, it ended up being that I did it. And it ended up being that I had a real problem.
You did it, and just like everybody else has. I mean, that's the thing is, when you're talking about people consuming alcohol below the age of 21, mm-hmm. you're talking about something like the 90th percentile of the American population.
They now, go too far.
I'm sure there's those, you know, those fundamental Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saint kids. They're probably not doing it. However, you're still talking about the vast majority of kids, especially in yeah. you know public schools. I don't know, you know, I couldn't tell you at private schools. I stopped going in eighth grade, but I would imagine that you're still in the 90th percentile there too.
Oh yeah, it's big so in private schools.
The idea that you you know that you make the kids skulk about and tell lies and do things like that only is going to raise the chances that something bad's going to happen.
Right, and then those very parents are the ones that get so upset when their kids get caught doing what they weren't supposed to, as though they had no role to play in it. You completely had a role to play. It's primarily, I think, the parents' fault for not imparting the accurate information to their kids.
It's hard to tell parents that have had a tragic thing happen to them and their child that, look, if you would have just acted like, you know, a sane individual and told your kid what was going on, mm-hmm. You know, and treated this like something that's actually going to happen, like it happened to you, well, then, you know, Johnny or Susie would still be alive today.
Yeah, telling a parent after the fact something like that would be pretty harsh.
It is.
But that, now that you've heard it beforehand, you should take that into advisement. Those of you who will be new parents, those of you who are current parents, if you haven't had a honest talk with your kids about alcohol, if you haven't actually come out and offered to assist them with the process of learning about drinking and learning how to drink, I think you haven't done everything you could as a parent. 1-800-259-9231. Speaking of using drugs, we'll get to that here with the Michael Phelps story in moments. But first, we go to David in California. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian, Mark, hope you had a good New Year.
It's, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Been a good one out here. We keep having New Year's every time you turn around. We've had a couple of them already, so I must be about 600 years old.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you know, there's the Chinese one, there's the Buddhist one, the Jewish one. On and on. Every time you turn around, there's firecrackers. Whew, what a day. Anyway, so you know what I ostensibly wanted to talk about the big Tennessee Valley Authority dam spill up in Kingston. Are you aware of this?
I've not heard of it, no.
Well, this happened just before Christmas. So let's see, I think it was the 22nd of December. So it was just before Christmas and essentially didn't get newspaper or television coverage like it should have.
Was this another Army Corps of Engineers project?
Well, Tennessee Valley Authority, okay. Same kind of stupid operation.
So another government dam that failed?
Yeah, and essentially what it is this is 120 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez spill of 20 years ago. So this thing has got, and it has not been declared a disaster yet.
It's an oil spill?
No. It's actually, I hear your music coming up.
Yeah,
okay,
you can come back here. We'll have you explain in moments. If it's bigger than Exxon Valdez, that was an oil spill, so I'm confused. We'll find out what this is all about here. Coming up, your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Stop wasting your time with everything you are trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you'll be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough in scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. So enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo prove they listen to the show. See what I mean? Over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
The main sponsor of the show and the sponsor of the telephone lines are SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. They do basically anything that you need done with the accounts receivable in your business. If you like what Free Talk Live is doing, you want to help companies that you know, are support the freedom movement, SACL CAI has their banner at the top left-hand portion of freetalklive.com. You can go there and check it out. And big thanks to Jason and all the folks at SACL CAI.
All right, we continue with David in California. David, you're back on Free Talk Live. You're telling us about a spill at the Tennessee Valley Authority, as I understood it, and you were just kind of getting into the details, saying it was a much larger spill than Exxon Valdez, but that was an oil spill. What you're talking about here is water, though, right?
Well, it's actually a slurry, and let me just give you a website. You can you know, follow along with it. If you go to Dirty Coal TVA, and TVA stands for Tennessee Valley Authority, so dirtycoaltva.blogspot.com, and they've got all sorts of movies and data and anything you'd ever want to know. You can see actual you know, footage of the extent of the spill. What essentially it is when coal plants have got the scrubbers are at the top of the smokestack, and they catch the ash, And then they take these ashes and dump them out in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to keep them from flying around, they make this huge pond, and then they cover it over with water. Well, as I understand it, the TVA, and this, you know, TVA is huge. It takes up many states, I think from Pennsylvania down to Mississippi. And
so is this a federal program?
Yeah, it is. And okay. It's, you know, this was Woody Guthrie kind of Tennessee Valley Authority. It was supposed to help get electricity to the South, you know, back in the 1920s and 30s and whatnot. And so the TVA had this coal-fired plant up in Kingston, Tennessee, which is kind of near Knoxville. It's north of Chattanooga, about 75 miles. And this dam that they created, it was sort of a, you know, just an earthen wall dam that was supposed to hold about 1.5 million yards. And a yard is about, I think it's just short of 202 gallons in a yard. So they took all of this ash, covered it over with water, and this was about 20 feet away from a river, which leads down to a short, I think it was the Emory River, then the short distance of the Clinch River, and then straight into the Tennessee River, which feeds into the Ohio. It goes through, it feeds the water for Chattanooga, for Huntsville, Alabama, then essentially Nashville, then it goes north.
Okay. So they put all this ash in this one place, they covered it with water,
and then it busted open.
And so
all of this water, and it's not water at this point, it's this mush, a slurry, kind of an oatmeal of hazardous waste, and it's got mercury, lead, cadmium, arsenic, and radioactive isotopes.
My goodness.
Yeah, so it's foul, and this thing was 1.2 billion gallons. So the Exxon Valdez was 10 million gallons. This was 120 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez.
And you're saying this has gotten virtually no press coverage, that it's pretty much been hush-hush.
Absolutely. And there has been some coverage, but the reality is, and this is why, you know, I'm a Green Party member, because the governor of Tennessee is a Democrat. The guy has not declared it a disaster. And, you know, you can look on the Dirty Coal TVA blog spot, and you can see that this thing, based upon the size of a dump truck, you know, with the size of, you know, whether it's 2 yards or 5 yards or something, it could
right.
be up to 3 million dump truck loads full of hazardous wastes.
Jeez.
That were dumped up in this river, which, you know, runs 300 miles, gives the water for Huntsville, Alabama, Chattanooga, Nashville. I mean, essentially, this is on
wow.
its way to New Orleans after going to Paducah, Kentucky, and Memphis, and you know, Vicksburg, and Greenville, and all sorts of different places.
This happened in around Christmas time. Hasn't the fallout occurred? I mean, haven't the people that get this water been, you know, seeing things happen? I mean, what's going on? What's
well,
happening to people?
Yeah, that's the whole point. The in legal terms, for the governor to not declare it a disaster means that, and I've got a press release. If you go to, I could either email an audio file over to you, or you could go to radioforall.net, and radioforall.net, you can put audio files up there. And I've got the Tennessee EPA essentially said that they weren't going to declare it a disaster, and they figured the county could handle it. 3 million dump truck loads, you know, full of hazardous waste.
Sounds
they're
crazy.
Saying the county can handle it. They've got these videos. The activists at Dirty Coal TVA have got these videos of people with leaf blowers, you know, and no respiration masks, you know, essentially no clothing to, you know, to just their own, you know, blue jeans and whatnot, out there with leaf blowers and rakes and shovels and earth movers and whatnot. And it's all a hokey job cleaning it up. And this thing is 120 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez.
That's an amazing story. And I am looking here. Wikipedia says the Tennessee Valley Authority is a federally owned corporation.
Oh, sure. This is one of FDR's things.
Yeah, operating income was $1.6 billion in fiscal year of 2006. Revenue was $9.1 billion. So it's like the post office, basically.
Well, it's actually worse than that because it started out as, you know, Roosevelt had one version of it, but then Nixon and Reagan have slowly but surely been privatizing it. So these guys are giving themselves like $200 million bonuses at the end of the year, but they've just poisoned, you know, everything along the Tennessee River, the lower Mississippi, and the governor by not declaring it a disaster. If you look at that blog spot, they're talking about how few air monitors, how few water monitors there are. So, you know, when you asked me a moment ago about the inability to get headlines and whatnot. Well, without the air monitoring and without the water monitoring, you know, Chattanooga has no proof that they're being poisoned. And, you know, apparently the TVA is one big, ugly corporation that everybody in the 5 or 6 state area is terrified of. You know,
right, and here we are with the same old situation where this is a federal government program, essentially, that even if it was a disaster, they wouldn't be liable. The directors, the board of directors, whoever it is that's in charge of this program, whoever it is that was responsible for the faulty wall or the dam or whatever it was that ended up breaking, none of these folks are going to be liable in the same way that nobody was liable from the Army Corps of Engineers when the levee broke down in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. And nobody would be liable in this case. And even if apparently, according to Wikipedia, there is a story here that says the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy is planning on suing for $165 million on behalf of the residents in the area, even if they do get their settlement, it's going to enrich some lawyers, and the money is going to come from the taxpayers. So the taxpayers are going to be rewarding the taxpayers, and the actual individuals who caused the problem in the first place will probably not be held to any account. There will be no justice in this particular case, and that's probably one of the more tragic parts of this, is that there will be nothing to prevent this from happening again in the future. Of course, the bureaucrats will say, well, we'll make sure we do our best to prevent this from happening, but they were already doing their best, and look what occurred as a result of it. I'm glad you called tonight to share this with us, and thank you for the call, David.
Yeah, we'll
keep it up. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. What a mess. Now, does that mean that if it were being run by a completely private company that nothing awful would ever happen? No, not necessarily. And of course, we all know that private corporations also shield their principles, which is another problem as well. So, I mean, the whole idea of corporations, I think, is a bad one. More coming up. You bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com Pets.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that sounds good to you and you want to get access to perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. That is amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, let's try Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Paula in Florida, going once. Paula in Florida, going twice. Mm-hmm. And that's strike two for Paula tonight. Alrighty then. Toll-free number here for you, 800-259-9231. So the Michael Phelps case has really been some interesting controversy, hasn't it? A major hero of America's youth and the American people, winning 8 gold medals or something like that at the recent Olympics. The biggest medal winner of the entire Olympics, Michael Phelps, caught with a bong on photographed with a bong in his hands. And presumably he was smoking marijuana from the bong. Nobody knows for sure, obviously, but he, I guess, has admitted to it at this point. And he has apologized for it. However, one of our listeners, and I'm sure more than one of them, doesn't think he should have. In fact, I would agree, he should not.
Well, I suspect the reason he did it was about sponsorship, not about legality, you know?
Yeah, but he's losing the sponsorships anyway, Mark.
He lost one.
He's lost more than one, actually.
Yeah. He lost Kellogg's, I know that much.
And there's been another one since then, which was also a fairly large sponsor. So the critique that those who love freedom have had of this guy is, why'd you have to be such a coward? Why couldn't you stand up and be a man? instead of bowing down and groveling at the feet of your corporate sponsors who kicked you to the curb anyway. So now you were a wimp. And you didn't stand up for whatever it was you believed in, which clearly you didn't believe in that much. You didn't stand up and be a man, and you lost your sponsorship. So lose-lose for you, Michael Phelps. But Radley Balco over at The Agitator had a few thoughts for him. And he wanted to see this being the letter of apology for Michael Phelps. Dear America, I take it back. I don't apologize. Because you know what? It's none of your GD business. I work my ass off for 10 months per year. It's that hard work that gave you all those gooey feelings of patriotism last summer. If during my brief window of downtime I want to relax, enjoy myself, and partake of a substance that's a hell of a lot less bad for me than alcohol, tobacco, or frankly, most of the prescription drugs most of you are taking, well, you can spare me the lecture. I put myself through hell. I make my body do things nature never really intended us to endure. All world-class athletes do. We do it because you love to watch us push ourselves as far as we can possibly go. Some of us get hurt, sometimes permanently. You're watching the Super Bowl tonight. You're watching 300-pound men smash each other while running at full speed in full pads. You know what the average life expectancy, or do you know what the average life expectancy of an NFL player is? 55. That's about 20 years shorter than your average non-NFL player.
That's and another thing that you need to look at, and then is the guys that play football, they don't make it to the NFL. So many of them are hurt in high school,
or college, yeah.
College. I mean, especially those big guys, because it's the fat guys on the line that make football. The guy that runs real fast, the guy that catches real good, the guy that throws real good, they wouldn't have a chance if it wasn't for those fat guys on the line. And those fat guys, their knees just can't take it. They bulk up, they get bigger and bigger in order to be more likely to get a paycheck on the line there, because those guys don't get paid nearly as much as these
quarterbacks making.
Yeah. And those guys, they don't make it to the NFL, 100 times out of one or whatever?
And even if they do, they're the unsung heroes. I mean, how many people know who the linebackers are, right? Or whatever they're called.
Well, linemen.
What are they called?
Linemen.
I don't even know what they're called.
Yeah.
Yet you watch and you cheer and you jump up and spill your beer when a linebacker lays out a wide receiver on a crossing route across the middle. The harder he gets hit, the louder and more enthusiastically you scream. Yet you get all bent out of shape when Ricky Williams or I or Josh Howard smoke a little dope to relax. Why? Because the idiots you've elected to make your laws have, without a shred of evidence, beat it into your head that smoking marijuana is something akin to drinking antifreeze and done only by dirty hippies and sex offenders. You'll have to pardon my cynicism, but I call BS. You don't give a damn about my health. You just give a voyeuristic thrill, or get a voyeuristic thrill, from watching an elite athlete fall from grace, all the better if you get to exercise a little moral righteousness in the process. And it's hypocritical righteousness at that, given that 40% of you have tried pot at least once in your lives. Here's a crazy thought. If I can smoke a little dope and go on to win 14 Olympic gold medals, maybe pot smokers aren't doomed to lives of couch surfing and video games, as our moronic government would have us believe. In fact, the list of successful pot smokers includes not just world-class athletes like me, Howard Williams, and others. It includes Nobel Prize winners, Pulitzer Prize winners, the last three U.S. presidents, several Supreme Court justices, and luminaries and success stories from all sectors of business and the arts, sciences, and humanities. So go ahead, ban me from the next Olympics, yank my endorsement deals, stick your collective noses in the air, and get all indignant on me. While you're at it, keep arresting cancer and AIDS patients who dare to smoke the stuff because it deadens their pain or enables them to eat. Keep sending in goon squads to kick down doors and shoot little old ladies, maim innocent toddlers, handcuff elderly post-polio patients to their beds at gunpoint, and slaughter the family pet. Tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I'll apologize for smoking pot when every politician who ever did drugs and then voted to uphold or strengthen the drug laws marches his butt off to the nearest federal prison to serve out the sentence he wants to impose on everyone else for committing the same crimes he committed. I'll apologize when the sons, daughters, and nephews of powerful politicians who get caught possessing or dealing drugs in the frat house or prep school get the same treatment as the no-name, probably black kid caught on the corner or the front stoop doing the same thing. Until then, I, for one, will have none of it. I smoked pot. I liked it. I'll probably do it again. I refuse to apologize for it, because by apologizing, I help perpetuate this stupid lie, this idea that what someone puts into his own body on his own time is any of the government's damned business or any of yours. I'm not going to bend over and allow myself to be propaganda for this wasteful, ridiculous, immoral war. Go ahead and tear me down if you like, but let's see you rationalize in your next lame ONDCP commercial how the greatest MFing swimmer in the world has ever seen is also a proud pot smoker. Yours, Michael Phelps. Of course, Michael Phelps didn't actually write that, in case you're just tuning in. It was Radley Balco over at theagitator.org. It's the letter he would have liked to have seen Michael write, which I think is what he should have done. He should have stood up and said at a press conference, hey, look, millions of Americans partake in this plant. I happen to be one of them. It did not affect my ability to win 8 gold medals and wow the world or wow the country with my amazing swimming prowess. I smoked marijuana before this instance, and I will smoke it again in the future, and I will still continue on being the same person I have always been. Marijuana does not make you a loser. Now, if you're already a loser and you smoke marijuana, well, you'll probably still be a loser. It will not turn losers into winners. But it won't necessarily turn...
It ain't Wheaties, baby.
Right. It won't turn winners into losers, necessarily. And somebody like Michael Phelps would have such the perfect opportunity to do this. And it doesn't matter if it's Michael Phelps or one of the Hollywood celebrities that gets busted or somebody else, somebody with some level of press coverage that would be associated with them just for something like this happening. They always do the same thing. They'll either claim it wasn't theirs, they were holding it for a friend, I don't know how that got there, or I'm so, so sorry. And this is one of the biggest problems today with as to why the war on drugs continues to perpetuate. Because everybody who could possibly be considered heroic or somebody that young people are supposed to look up to always just capitulates on this issue. They roll over and they say they're so, so sorry, when you know in reality that Michael Phelps isn't going to stop smoking pot. He's just going to be more cautious about cameras being around.
Well, they don't. They what they don't want is what the sheriff, threatened to do to Michael Phelps. They were going to go after him.
Charges.
Yeah, with charges. Who wants that? I don't want that. And if you can,
what were they going to charge him with?
Smoking pot, man.
There's no evidence of that. I guess he admitted to it, so that would be the problem. If he didn't admit to it, then all they have is evidence of him holding a bong in a photograph. There's no way to prove what was actually in that bong. So
until they go after Clinton, Bush, and Obama for it, I don't want to hear about it.
It's just so sad watching people be pathetic about this. Stand up for your beliefs. If what you believe in is that you should be able to smoke a little bit of marijuana on your free time, then stand up and be honest about it. Don't be a coward. Like Michael Phelps, who lost his Kellogg's contract. By the way, the Marijuana Policy Project is beginning a boycott of Kellogg's products. You can go over to Marijuana Policy Project's website. I'm sure you can get involved in that if you'd like. More coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.